Clerk, please call item 5.
Item number 5 from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to allocate $1,207,297 in 2013 home funding for the Housing Division.
Good morning, Mr. Mathey.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. I need to mention that Director Colon could not be here. He needed to step out, so we're going to handle it in his absence if that's appropriate.
We did note he was here earlier. Thank you.
Yes, sure. So what you have before you, Supervisors, is the 2013 annual home allocation. The Housing Division needs County Board approval to move forward with this allocation. It's a similar report to what this committee has seen year after year. As far as seeking approval, there is one change for some new planning that we have this year. If you look at number 7 under background, you'll see the one change that we're proposing for our allocation. We took our new administrative plan before this committee for Section 8 in the past that you approved. What that plan, we're seeing immediate results of implementing that plan, and the biggest change is we were able to open up our waiting list for low-income families in Section 8, which we're excited about, and this will kind of piggyback off of that. What we're looking to do is use $50,000 of our home allocation for folks coming off the waiting list that need better housing. We're going to give them access to security deposit and first month's rent to look even outside the city of Milwaukee, using our home funds to get more accessible housing and more affordable housing. So we're looking at doing $50,000 of our allocation towards that. I also have Jean Wolfgang, who's the coordinator of the home program. She's going to give you some background for those of you that are new to the home program to kind of discuss the purposes of the funds and what we've been using them for historically.
Hi. We have participated in the home program since 1992. As a consortium. So the consortium is made up of the CDBG Urban County jurisdiction, which is the suburban communities, basically excludes the cities of Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, and West Allis. And then we also, the consortium folds in for the home funding West Allis and Wauwatosa because they're not a large enough jurisdiction to get the home funding. So there's been an agreement that's been in place since the early 90s that disperses the funds based on population, and you can see the percentages. So basically every year what we bring you is basically the same information. And like Administrator Mathey indicated, our new something new that we're going to try this year is to assist families with their security deposits on Section 8 so they can find housing that passes HQS and just makes it a lot easier on the families.
HQS?
Housing quality standards, so they can find co-compliant, safe housing.
Committee members? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to point out the hard work that this department has been doing, and I think it's really important. Is it possible that we could look at infusing more funds and able to start this new initiative of getting a number of our residents access to better quality housing in the future?
Yes, I think that's definitely a possibility. This will be the first time that we're taking on a program like this. If it is extremely popular and we run low on funds, I may come to you mid-year to allocate funds from one area into this area. So we're very excited to be allowed to assist more families, and if we run out, I'll come back to you.
Definitely, and I think it sends a good message that we're investing in property owners that are keeping up the standards of high quality as well with these funds. So I'd like to make a motion to receive and place on file.
We've got a resolution.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong item. Yes, I'd like to make a motion to move for approval.
Supervisor Mann.
Thank you. Now, with the $50,000, is this within Milwaukee County only, correct? Not outside of Milwaukee?
Right. They'll have to live actually within the home jurisdiction, so outside of the city of Milwaukee, within Milwaukee County. It can be used in Wauwatosa and West Allis, though.
Right, 18 municipalities within Milwaukee County, except the city of Milwaukee.
Correct.
And these basically scatter houses, sites?
It's the choosing of the family, any house they wish.
Thank you.
So for block grant funding, we exclude Wauwatosa
and
West
Allis.
West Allis, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
Correct.
Right.
Who have their own CDBG funding.
Yep.
For the home funding, it's just City of Milwaukee is excluded. And my question is, what is the amount that the City of Milwaukee has for the home funding in terms of their administration?
I do not know the exact amount. It's much, much larger than ours.
10 times more.
I'd
at least 10 times.
That. If,
yeah.
Could you follow up and
yep,
find out what
I
that is? Thank you. Anyone else? All right, we do have a motion for approval. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishon?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you.